Hey there, and welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Unfair by Adam Benforato. So, Sophie, I have to ask, what's the one thing that really shook you when you first read this?
Oh, it's the whole premise, honestly. We think the justice system is this blindfolded lady with scales, totally impartial, but Benforato shows it's built on illusions. Our brains just aren't wired for perfect fairness, and the system ignores that.
Right. And the first thing that hit me was eyewitness testimony. I always figured if someone points at you in court and says, "That's the guy," that's pretty solid. But apparently our memories are like a game of telephone with ourselves.
Exactly. Memory isn't a video recording. It's a reconstruction, and it gets warped by stress, suggestion, and time. A witness can be totally confident and completely wrong because the confidence comes from how they've been coached, not from accuracy.
And that's not some rare mistake. It's the leading cause of wrongful convictions. Hundreds of people have been exonerated by DNA after years in prison, and most of those cases had at least one confident eyewitness pointing right at them.
It's terrifying because we're sending people to prison based on a brain glitch. And the fix is so simple, like changing how lineups work. But we'll get to that. First, let's talk about the other huge issue, race.
Yeah, and this is where it gets really uncomfortable. Benforato says racial bias is everywhere in the system, from who gets stopped by police to who gets the harshest sentence. And it's not just a few bad cops. It's implicit bias operating below the surface.
And the kicker is, people don't even know they have it. Officers might genuinely think they're being objective, but they've absorbed stereotypes from the culture, and that shapes who they stop and who they search. It's not conscious racism, but it has the same effect.
So even in the courtroom, mock jurors are more likely to convict a black defendant than a white one with identical evidence. They remember incriminating stuff and forget the exculpatory stuff. It's like the bias is baked into the process.
Right, and then you pile on the structural problems. Prosecutors are rewarded for convictions, not justice. So they have every incentive to withhold evidence, overcharge, and pressure people into plea deals.
Oh, the plea bargaining part. That got me. Over 90% of cases never go to trial. So most people never get their day in court. They're just offered a deal, plead guilty to 2 years, or risk 20 at trial. That's not a free choice, that's coercion.
And imagine you're innocent. You'd still take the deal because the risk is too high. So the system literally extracts guilty pleas from innocent people. That's not justice, that's just survival.
And then there's the law itself. We treat addiction as a crime instead of a health issue. And we have mandatory minimums that tie judges' hands. Plus, that whole crack versus powder cocaine disparity, which hits black communities way harder.
And the damage doesn't stop at the individual. When a parent goes to prison, their kids suffer, the whole community gets destabilized. It's a ripple effect that erodes trust in the system entirely.
So what's the fix? Benforato says we can't just try harder to be fair. We have to redesign the system around how our brains actually work.
And that's where the concrete reforms come in. For eyewitnesses, we can use sequential lineups, double-blind procedures, and tell witnesses the perpetrator might not be there. Simple changes, but they're not standard practice yet.
And for bias, we can use structured decision-making tools that force people to focus on objective criteria instead of gut feelings. And we can limit prosecutorial discretion with clear charging guidelines.
Plus, we can reduce the pressure of plea deals by limiting the gap between the offer and what you get at trial. And we can get rid of mandatory minimums, restore judicial discretion, and shift money from prisons to treatment.
But Benforato's deeper point is that these are just patches. The real problem is we've built a system that asks humans to do things they can't do. We pretend people are rational, but we're not. We're biased, forgetful, and easily influenced.
So the call is to take justice seriously enough to face our own flaws. We have the tools to make it better, but we need the will. And it starts with seeing the system for what it really is.
For me, the takeaway is that every part of the system, from the lineup to the plea deal, is a place where human error gets baked in. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. The question is what we do with that.
And if you want to keep exploring these big ideas, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Justice isn't about perfect people. It's about building a system that doesn't rely on perfection. That's the real takeaway. We'll see you in the next one.